Now, this guy is going to make it better. Always does. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a four-time Pro Bowler, a 16-year NFL vet, a member of the Washington football team Ring of Fame. He was undrafted out of John Carroll University. He is an analyst for Tops on CBS Sports Network. He is an analyst for the Washington football team's postgame show. He is London Fletcher. London, good to have you on. Before we get into everything, let me first ask you, how are you doing and how is everybody around you doing during this pandemic, London?
Hey, Jim, we're doing great, man. Just, adjusting to what society, has right now. I think it's difficult times for everybody, but, we're making the most of the situation. My kids are back in school somewhat. My older two, they're doing a hybrid situation, half virtual, half in school, and then my youngest, she goes every day. So it's some adjustments.
I know that life, London. I know the hybrid situation. We've got a couple in school as well, so I understand that really well. Listen, what was it like to get the season started again on Tops on Sunday? How did that go?
Oh, it went phenomenal. We added Kyle Long to the crew this year, and I thought, man, it was, the best show ever. We had a great chemistry, just a phenomenal show. Deb Gelman, our producer, she put together a really phenomenal rundown, and Adam Schein, he's the best. He's the maestro. He controls everything. We got to talk about football. We talked about the social injustices that are taking place. We talked about the protests. I mean, we talked about everything, but it was a great first show.
It's a great show. It's a great show with a great crew. London Fletcher is joining us. I was going to ask you about Kyle Long, who's a tremendous guy. You and he were talking on Tops, and he was talking about how special Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson are, which is true. And then you hit him with, and the Bears picked who? Which made me laugh. Like, when Watson and Mahomes are picked behind him, exactly how does Mitchell Trubisky ever get over that?
The only way he gets over it if he plays like he played in the fourth quarter against Detroit. If he does that, maybe another 15 times in his career, he ends up being a Bears longtime quarterback, and he has to win a Super Bowl. But he's going to be judged by those guys, or judged against those guys, because they were drafted after him. So that's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah, I didn't see that happening. I mean, credit to him for coming back on Detroit the way he did, but he's going to have to do that a whole lot of times before anybody forgets that those guys were taken after him. London Fletcher is my guest. London, as I mentioned off the top, you are the postgame analyst for Washington this year. There has been a ton of change in the organization over the offseason. As a former member of that team, what was it like for you to watch all of that unfold?
When I played for the Burgundy and Gold, for the Redskins, I wanted to represent the franchise, the former players, Mr. Snyder, the owner, my teammates. I always wanted to represent that organization to the best of my ability. I took pride in coming out and playing for the fans each and every Sunday. When the changes took place, starting with the name, I thought it was necessary. Here I am as an African American man wanting social equality for us as people of color, and then if the Native Americans didn't view the Redskins name as honoring them, then who am I to hold on to something that they didn't feel like was an honor? So I applaud Mr. Snyder and his wife Tanya for making the change and making a lot of changes. I thought the hiring of Jason Wright as the new team president, I think that's a phenomenal move. And even if you go back and think about even before the name change, the hiring of Ron Rivera as the head coach, that was a home run hit. So a lot of changes have taken place. I think the organization and the franchise is headed in the right direction. I'm really excited for the future and the Washington football team has in its future.
London Fletcher is joining us here in the jungle. London, when you look back on your time there, like, culture and leadership are words that get thrown around all the time, but you're a guy who made an impact in every locker room that you ever stepped in. As an example, your teammate in Washington, Santana Moss, has said that he changed how he approached the game because he watched you. What was your approach to the game, and how aware were you that guys on offense were noticing and modeling themselves after you?
I was not aware of it. I think, it was one of the things where I really took took a great deal of pride in just my approach to the game. So I just went about, you know, my business on a day in and day out basis, just trying to be the best player that I can be, not just for myself, but for my teammates in the franchise that I represented. You know, Santana, for him to say that, you know, I appreciated that. And that's just, I think it's one thing if you're a leader to kind of talk the talk, but you have to walk the walk. And guys respect you for what you do more so than what you say.
We're talking to Lennon Fletcher. Lennon, you mentioned Ron Rivera. Last month he announced that he had been diagnosed with cancer. What was your reaction to that and how he has continued to coach throughout the whole process?
You know, it was it hit home for me for a couple of reasons, and I shared this recently on Tops. My wife, she's actually battling breast cancer currently, and so I know what Ron's up against and what he's facing, and then you know, how he's going to be dealing with it. It's a tough situation anytime you're dealing with cancer. The treatments that he's going to have to go through and he's going through currently is going to be an extremely difficult process for him. And then he's going to be coaching football, and I know the grind that those coaches go through. And so it's a big challenge, but you know, he has a tremendous support system, his wife, the organization, his players, his assistant coaches, the entire organization, you know, is behind him and supporting him. But it's there are going to be some times where he's, you know, he's already mentioned how his energy level is not, you know, not great sometimes. And that's one of the things that my wife definitely dealt with when she went through the chemo, just, you know, just the energy level and things like that.
No doubt. Lennon Fletcher is joining us, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. Listen, before you go, when you consider everything that has taken place with that organization, it would have been very understandable if the team struggled on Sunday against Philadelphia, especially when they fell behind 17-0. So what did you make of the way they all responded after trailing by 17 and the way they came back?
You know, when they fell behind 17-0, I was like, man, what the heck? You know, this is not a good thing. Is, you know, here we go again. But what I love was the team takes on the identity of your head coach. And I don't care what sport you play, what sport, it's all, that's how it is. And if you think about Ron Rivera, and we're talking about him and how tough he is, how resilient he is, he doesn't blink. I live in Charlotte. I've known Ron. I've watched his Panthers team. He's not going to blink. He's not going to make excuses. And that's how that team performed on Sunday. No panic. Team was down, and you know, somebody made a play. Fabian Moreau, he makes the interception. The next thing you know, it's 27 unanswered points. But it started because of the leader that Coach Rivera is. If you don't have him as a leader, they don't win that ball game. You know, it might be a 30-point loss for the team. You know, without Coach Rivera. But that's a total reflection of him and how resilient he is, how tough he is, and how steady he is as a leader.
So, Lennon, one last thought. Speaking of tough, the defense had 8 sacks, so I know you had to be impressed by that. On the flip side, though, Carson Wentz took an absolute beating in that game. We know that Philadelphia's got a lot of issues on that offensive line, but if you're Philadelphia, how concerned are you when you see your franchise quarterback and a guy who's dealt with injuries in the past get hit that many times?
You know, they should be very concerned. I say, you know, they had a Zoom meeting at Carson Wentz the other day. Oh, I say they had a meeting at Carson Wentz, and it was not a Zoom meeting.
Right.
You know, there was no social distancing taking place with the Washington's defensive line. You know, you gotta understand that the Eagles, they had a situation where Lane Johnson, he was a late scratch. He's dealing with some injuries. Jason Peters was signed to replace their starting right guard. He had to flip over to left tackle because of an injury to Andre Dillard. So that unit, even going into the game, I think they only had about three or four practices together as a unit prior to going into that ball game. Then Lane Johnson was a late scratch. So, you know, the main thing is trying to get healthy, especially right tackle position. They got to get Lane back. He's one of the best right tackles in football. If they don't get healthy, it could be a long year, because we know Carson has a ton of injury history, and he won't survive 16 games if he takes that type of beating on a week in and week out basis.
Right. How about one last thing? I've got to own this. Like, I've been on the Browns bandwagon for a while right now, and things are not going so well. Then they bring in Kevin Stefanski, and the hope was he would maximize the talent that they have. Then they go out, and they get hammered by Baltimore in the season opener. So you've got a new head coach. You've got plenty of hope. How tough is it then? I mean, one thing to lose, but to go out and get beaten the way they were, how tough is that for them, and how important is it for them to bounce back right away?
It's extremely tough. I'm from Cleveland. I know all about the history of the Browns. I went back and I looked at the game and I saw, you know, some of the things and how Baker he didn't look great. So there's some concern there. You know, he was Kevin Stefanski. Stefanski was brought in to get the best out of Baker. Him and Odell Beckham Jr. They were not able to connect on some of the throws down the field. Baker had some accuracy issues. So those things are concerning. Now they have to improve and improve quickly because they play Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. I will say this: it's early, and you have a new head coach, you have a new offensive system, you have a new defensive system. This wasn't your typical off season in terms of the amount of work you were able to do in off season. No preseason game, so I'm not going to panic just yet, but. They must, over the next, I would say, four ball games, they have to show some improvement. Otherwise, that fan base is going to start to clamor, and things could get kind of ugly.
That is a good conversation right there. A 16-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champion, an analyst for Tops on CBS Sports Network, which is a great show, and an analyst for the Washington football team's postgame show. And do not forget, a member of the Washington football team Ring of Fame. London, appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on the show. Great to have you back, London. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
London Fletcher. London always came on the program when he played. What a great player he was. Great analyst, too.